Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus in the highest. We thank God for another beautiful day. It is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank God for the opportunity He has given to us to look into His Word. And my prayer this morning is as we look into God's Word together, the entrance of His Word will bring light to us and understanding in Jesus' name. May we receive the grace to put this Word to practice. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. All right, John chapter 20. We have just one more to go, you know, and then we would have finished the Gospels. And that's an amazing journey. And I want to thank you for joining us thus far. God bless you in Jesus' name. All right, so John 20 begins with the fact that Jesus has resurrected. Jesus is risen. The tomb is empty. And that's the beautiful thing about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early while it is dark and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. Then she ran and came to Simon Peter and to other disciples whom Jesus loved and said to them that the tomb was empty. Well, to cut the long story short, this is an encouragement to women. Mary Magdalene was the first who witnessed the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's a massive encouragement to women. And the person who also announced the resurrection of Jesus was Mary Magdalene. So she went on to tell the disciples. So God has called women to be a witness of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now that knocks off that idea that, you know, it is only a man that should teach. It is only a man that can, you know, witness God's the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is absolutely wrong, because the prophetic word of Jesus Christ in the Old Testament is that in the last days, the young men will dream dreams, your sons and daughters will prophesy. So the intention of God is to use both the sons and the daughters in the last days. And in the upper room, it was just not men that were there. I mean, they were all filled with the power of the Holy Ghost, you know. So, in fact, in the book of Acts of Apostles, we had four prophetesses. I mean, women who were willing to speak God's word, who were willing to speak and, you know, witness the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ with boldness, you know. So that the major encouragement to us, to every woman listening to me this morning, is that there is an assignment of God upon your life. Don't limit yourself because of your gender. Don't limit yourself because of your, you know, sex. God has given you an assignment and you need to carry out that assignment. Just as God gave the assignment to man, He also gave you assignment. You remember in Genesis chapter 1, the Bible says, and God blessed them. It didn't say, and God blessed him. Male and female created he them, and God blessed them. And He said to them, you know, be fruitful and multiply. So it was them God spoke to. It wasn't him God spoke to. So the instruction to dominate, to replenish the head, to reproduce, that instruction that God gave man was given to both man and woman. So there is an assignment of God upon your life, and you need to carry on with that assignment. And may God give you the grace to do this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. So we see how that Jesus appeared to the disciples, then spoke words of encouragement to Mary. You know, He said in verse 17, do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father, but go to the brethren and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father. You see, Jesus now can call God their Father because He is the firstborn among many brethren. So He's the firstborn of Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And as soon as Jesus Christ was risen from the dead, you know, He became the first begotten, that first born. And then we all, through Jesus, can now become a brother to Jesus. And if we are Jesus's brothers and sisters, that means God is now our Father. So stop looking at God as someone who is not approachable. God is now your Father. How I wish you can begin to see God as your father, just the same way you see your dad, or even much more than you see your earthly dad as your dad. He's your daddy. God, he is interested in your life. Do you know what one major attribute of God being my father that amazes me the most? And that's the fact that every single hair on my head has a number. The Bible says he numbered every single hair on my head. That means if I have 10,000 ears and one and the nine, my maybe the 999th ear falls off, it won't say 1 minus 10,000. It will say the 999th ear has fallen off. There is a number for every single ear on our head. That is why when one falls out, God is aware. If God can be aware of the ear falling out of my head, how much more will he be aware of the things that I am going through, the things that are around me? So God is mindful of you. No matter how much you feel neglected, God can never, I am using the word never, he will not neglect you because he's your father. You know, he said, I am ascending to my father and your father and to my God and your God. So we share the same way God loved Jesus. It's the same way God loves us. Hallelujah. That's a beautiful thing to see. Then the same evening being the first day, that's verse 19, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled, fear of the Jews, you know, assembled for the fear of Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst of them and said, peace be with you. And then we see how Thomas didn't believe. I love verse 20. Let me read verse 22. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. So, you know, this is the mark of a believer. If you're a child of God, because we are no longer in the dispensation of Jesus, in quotes, Jesus came, died, rose up, and ascended to the Father. Initially in the Old Testament, it was about God controlling things. God was there. There was no Jesus in the Old Testament, even though he was there walking behind the scene, but God was all over. And then after that, we had Jesus coming to the world. And then after Jesus, as soon as Jesus ascended, then we had the dispensation of the Holy Spirit. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, that is the mark of every believer. You should have the Holy Spirit. You should. It is paramount. It is essential. It is something you cannot do without. And I pray that the Lord will give us the grace to always acknowledge the presence of the Holy Spirit every time and every day of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, because of our time, I'm just going to read verse 30 to 31. Unfortunately, we had someone who didn't even believe that Jesus Christ resurrected, and we still have people that who do not believe till today. But thank God, Jesus was patient with Thomas. There are times you don't believe, but he's not going to cast you out because you don't believe. What he would rather do is to even send more convictions. So Jesus didn't say, Thomas, what do you mean? Why won't you believe in me? Ah, you're damned forever. No. He gave him more convictions. So the intention of God is not for any man to perish. What he would rather do is that every one of us should come to what? To repentance and to salvation. So Jesus Christ didn't give up on Thomas. He's not going to give up on you too. Verse 31, but these things are written that you may believe. And truly, Jesus did many other things, signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ. I like the fact that the emphasis was laid here, that Jesus is the Christ. Jesus is the Son of God. And that believing, you may have life in his name. May God help us to believe in Jesus as the Christ, and in Jesus as the Son of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you very much for joining today's podcast. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye for now.